Testivity Audio Course, Module 7, Whole Life Insurance.
To understand the nature of whole life insurance and the difference between whole life and term insurance, it is important to understand the concept of amount at risk. The amount at risk is the monetary value of the risk that the insured represents. It is the amount of money an insurer would have to pay to settle a claim. A person represents a greater risk at an older age. This is reflected in a mortality charge that increases with age. With a term policy, the policy owner pays that increasingly higher mortality charge each year. The result is that term insurance rates increase each year. A term policy does not accumulate cash value. With a $100,000 term policy, the insurer's amount at risk is $100,000, which means that if the insured dies while the policy is in force, the insurer would have to pay $100,000. Each year, the insured grows older and draws closer to death. Thus, the mortality charge increases and will be reflected in the cost of the premium. With permanent insurance, the net amount at risk decreases each year. The amount at risk with any whole life policy is the difference between the face amount of the policy and the cash value at any point in time. The cash value represents a reserve fund or excess premiums paid in the policy's early years that are used to offset the need for greater premiums in later years. As the cash value increases, the insurer's amount at risk decreases. As the amount at risk decreases, the cost to the policy owner decreases. Conversely, the risk of death and the mortality charge increases with age. The net result is that the two counterbalance each other, resulting in a level premium. Insurers charge more than is required to cover the policy owner's mortality risk in the early years of the policy, and subsequently charge less than the mortality risk would require in the insured's later years. Cash value builds up in the early years of the policy to subsidize the cost of protection during the later years. There are no federal or state taxes imposed on the accumulation of cash value inside a life insurance policy. Whole life policies are structured so that the cash value gradually approaches the face amount until age 100, when the two are equal. At that point, the insurer's amount at risk is zero, and the policy matures. Because the face amount and the cash value are equal, there is no longer any purpose for the insurer to hold on to the cash value, and the insurer will pay the insured the face amount of the policy. An important feature of cash values is that the policy owner may access them via policy loan. Insurers charge a nominal rate of interest on policy loans. The maximum rate is regulated by state law. If an insured dies before the policy loan is paid off, the face value paid to the beneficiary is reduced by the amount of the loan and any accrued interest. A policy loan is not a taxable event. If the owner withdraws cash, the withdrawal is taxable. An illustration will show how the benefits that are not guaranteed will change as interest rates and other factors change, and what the insurer does guarantee. An illustration typically has two key components, guaranteed illustration and current illustration. The guaranteed illustration is the legally required disclosure of a worst-case scenario. It outlines policy performance based on the carrier's minimum filed credit rates for a particular policy and the maximum mortality charges based on the 1980 Commissioner's Standard Mortality Table. The current illustration is the insurer's representations of policy performance based on credit rates and mortality charges currently in effect. The illustration is an overview of the main elements of the policy and the opportunity to make sure the policy's premium stream and benefits projections match the client's needs and ability to pay. It shows a numeric summary of the illustration in 5 and 10 year increments. the applicant signs a statement that he or she understands the non-guaranteed elements are subject to change, and the producer signs saying he or she has explained the non-guaranteed elements are subject to change. The most common form of whole life insurance is the straight life policy, with equal premium payments spread out for the life of the insured. Modified whole life is a form of whole life insurance with lower premium requirements for a specified period of time, maybe 5 years, after which the premium increases for the remainder of the policy term. This is popular with people who have a smaller budget in their younger years. Because early premiums are reduced, cash value accumulates slower than with a straight life policy. Graded premium whole life is a form of modified whole life, except that premiums increase steadily rather than in one single jump. Cash values accumulate very slowly because the premium in the early years can be as much as 50% less than that of a comparable straight life policy. With a limited pay whole life policy, the premium paying period is shorter than with a straight life policy, although coverage continues for the insured's entire life. Premium payments are higher than with a straight life policy of comparable face amount. As a result, cash values accumulate faster than they do with a straight life policy. While it is possible to pay up a policy with one premium payment, the most common forms of limited pay policies are the 20-pay life, where premiums are paid for 20 years, and the LP65, with premiums paid to age 65. Although term and whole life insurance are the two basic forms of insurance, insurers have developed policies that combine features of both, known as combination policies. They create a means of meeting very specific life insurance needs. Economic whole life is a whole life policy with a convertible term rider that uses dividends to convert the term to paid up whole life insurance over time. The most common form of combination policy is the family policy, where a whole life policy is issued to the breadwinner and level term policies are issued on the spouse and each child. As new children are born, they are automatically covered. A convertibility option is often added to each term policy to protect the children's future insurability. The purpose of a family income policy is to guarantee that income will be provided to the surviving family members in the event of the breadwinner's premature death. It is a decreasing term policy attached as a rider to an underlying whole life policy, which will provide the funds needed to provide a predetermined income to the beneficiary for the remainder of a specified period of time. For example, if Zach buys a 15-year family income policy and dies 2 years later, the monthly income benefit would be paid for the following 13 years. Death 7 years after issuance would result in payments continuing for the remaining 8 years. Death at or after 15 years would produce no income benefit payments. While similar to a family income policy, a family maintenance policy differs in that the monthly income is provided for a set period of time. It uses a level term policy rider added to an underlying whole life policy rather than a decreasing term rider. Using the previous example, the family maintenance policy would provide a monthly income for 15 years, whether the breadwinner died today, 5 years from now, or 14 years from now.